Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Hey.
Welcome back.
Hey.
It's Thursday. What does that mean?
That means we're on Air It Out Radio. Mm-hmm. Let's talk with Jackie Beatty and 95 North.
How you doing?
My funny guy.
How you doing today?
I am well. How are you?
Not too good, but, you know, I'm
not too good. So, wait a minute. Every time we have a show, there's something going on.
Yeah. It's just, you know, these Thursdays are the hardest.
Hard? Why?
Because I got to leave my little teeny baby at home with the babysitter.
So you're sad?
Absolutely. So how are you this week?
I've been good. I've been very good. We're getting some feedback, so we're going to turn one of our Instagrams off. Down.
We're going to go volume down on Instagram as we are making adjustments as we go. It's what we do. We slide by the seat of our pants.
So we got to do.
Yeah,
I
it happens.
Have a seat for my pants.
Okay.
My funny guy's not so funny today.
Because, man, I need I had to leave her with a babysitter. She looked so sad when I was walking out. She was like, Daddy, don't go. And I was just like, I'm sorry, baby. Mommy wants me to go be popular.
Popular?
Yeah.
Not that popular.
We got 10 fans.
10 whole fans?
10 hardcore fans.
Oh, man.
So, you know. I'll call her and then I'll get over it. Anyway, how are you? We're back on Air It Out Radio, so make sure everybody goes. If you're not already tuned in, if you're on our live, you're watching at home, make sure you go to www.airitoutradio.net. Tune in. You can call in with your comments, concerns, and questions. Well, not comments. Yeah. Call us with questions, maybe.
No, we're not taking calls.
We're not taking a call? No calls today?
No calls.
So we're not taking calls today?
But you can call in and listen in.
Okay.
Or you can go to www.airitoutradio.net and listen in officially that you're not on my live.
Okay. Live is going crazy right now.
Yeah.
Hello, everyone on our live. Tune in. We appreciate you. We definitely appreciate you. Today we got a very special guest coming in. Our guy, Pete Fanger.
Pete Fanger will be on his way.
You know, we've been, yeah.
Started with nothing.
Yeah, we've been rocking out with Pete for a long time.
Very long time.
And now he just.
That was his first performance for me.
It was?
At the ARAB.
Showcase at Good Life.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy.
That's so dope. He's come a long way.
Yeah, definitely did.
He's making moves.
Saving the community.
Absolutely.
So it's good to see that.
When you
see somebody, you know, evolve right in front of your face, it's like, wow, this, like, he's gonna save some lives.
Started with nothing.
Shout out to the whole Started With Nothing gang. I know some of them tuned in on live right now, so shout out to y'all. You know, it's amazing, man. I can't say it enough for the guys in the city that's doing this type of thing that. You know, trying to do their best to stop the violence.
Speaking of violence, so the big thing on Instagram right now is the poor gentleman who got dragged out of the bodega in the Bronx and brutally murdered.
Right.
Ran back into the bodega, got no help, ran all the way to the hospital, still got no help. What are your thoughts on that?
We're living in a time where it's no humanity no more. Humanity doesn't exist anymore. I need to make my money. I need to buy my nice thing. And that's it. There's no cookouts between neighbors and it's no humanity no more. So it's like, you know, the world is truly lost when, you know, we don't know what it's like or what it even means to be human anymore. So I feel like maybe about 3 or 4 years ago, you know, people talk about, you know, oh, the world is ending, and it doesn't take a mass extinction or some crazy, like, event like that for us to be extinct. And I think, you know, we lost by us losing our humanity what separates us from a tiger killing in the jungle. We lost that. So I think as smart as we are, by losing our humanity, you know, I think we are extinct already. We already living in that time where the world has ended. And right now, we just, whoever going to survive, going to survive.
Every man for himself.
It's like that now. So I just feel like, you know.
Do you think we can turn it back?
I think, you know, with people like Feast and Wallow 267 and the things that they're doing, I think that's the only hope we got. Really, you know, if you think about it, because they're getting out there, you know, Feast is a dope artist,
right,
and he could have used his artistry to do anything, you know, and for him to take his talents and try to save the world, you know, that's what it's going to take, because, like I said, that's why it's so easy for a cop to kill, you know, because you're not, there's no humanity. I don't see you as my equal. I don't see you as another person. You know, that's how a lot of people feel. That's why it's so easy to take life now. And, you know, it's just like that. You know, the world has ended, believe it or not.
That's the saddest thing ever. So one of the saddest posts I've seen about it was that someone mentioned and said, my parents used to say that you see a light right before you go down. Right before you pass away, you see light, and that's supposed to be the light from heaven. So, you know, to go to heaven.
Right.
Now, the last light you see is someone recording you.
Mm.
So it's like, it's sad that people would rather get the light, rather get the following, rather get the notoriety, rather than to get to help someone out, to then that is a hand to help.
Right. And that's, like I said, that's the world we live in, and that's just the world being over with. That's just, you know, it ended. Our mass extinction came already, and nobody realized it. Nobody really, you know, it's like, you know, and that's kind of what makes my mood so somber today. It's like, wow, when you see stuff like that, and you realize, like, wow, it really ended already. Our the murder rate in our cities is so high, you know. And we're not losing the older generation. We're losing a generation that's supposed to procreate and keep the human race going. But that generation is so broken and so torn apart. No, like, you know, it's emotionless. It's an emotionless generation. We, you know, they're killing each other at a phenomenal rate. I saw a chart, and this chart showed that white people are actually dying faster than they're being born. So, you know, from seeing stuff like that, you know, you realize, like, wow, it's really been over, you know. So right now, if you're here, you got a chance to turn it around. If you don't, if you do nothing, we continue to sit on our hands, we're not going to be there. We helped our own extinction. And, you know, it's a sad reality, but it's a reality nonetheless.
So is it that our generation is not teaching the next generation into empathy? Are we not teaching them how to love? Are we just teaching them how to survive for themselves? Like, where do you think we went wrong?
I mean, it's all of the above. For real, if you think about it, because a lot of the ways I felt when I was younger, I didn't care, you know what I mean? It's like, nobody set me down really and was like, yo, listen, you know what I mean? Like, that guy on the corner that's homeless and you don't have nothing, you got to care about that person. You got to show that person, you know. And that's a lot of what a lot of people were like that. A lot of the older generation that were supposed to teach these things, they didn't. because they were, everybody was, got to a point where it was like, I got to do for me, and that's it. And you know, you teach that. Don't say nothing to my kids, or we're going to fuck that. We're going to fight. Everybody's going to be all right fighting. No, yeah, exactly. Right. And depending on what family it is, you got to focus on their ideals. And their ideals always tend to be, you know, get money, don't worry about nobody else. This you is all about you, and that's it. And that's how this new generation is raised. So they all depressed. They all walking around aimlessly, not knowing what is what. And here we are.
Well, yeah. Speaking of depression, depression's definitely up.
Yeah.
50% in women, middle-aged women.
Wow. That says a lot.
That says a whole lot.
Because you see that means there's a whole generation of men not doing what, you know, they were supposed to do. You know, we lost so many lives and to incarceration and death. It's just, we can go on and on. But, you know, let's take a break. Our guest is here. Let's get our guest settled in, and then we're going to come right back to you with this riveting episode of Let's Talk with Jess and Baby.
All right, let's get to it.
Perfect. understand what the fuck I'm saying? Hey, they fucking dead, man. I don't give a fuck about nothing, man. I need my little man back, B. I need him back, man. I'm dead out here, man. I can't function. I can't be.
Five shots, man, damn, could've been me. Just seen channel 6, could've been me. I just made it in the crib, could've been me. Any second, it could be another casualty. Five shots, man, damn, could've been me. Just seen channel 6, could've been me. I just made it in the crib, could've been me. Any second, it could be another casualty.
Your name ain't on it, but these shots ain't a fucking warning. Early morning, wrong person, but these bullets pouring. Tragic moment, me and Dev, we just finished blowing. Now somebody gotta tell them, I ain't think they joking. Choppers lurking, news on the scene, that's a certain. You just see me now, I'm gone, and I'm out of service. 5 o'clock review, only top the top of my shoe. Niggas wild where I'm from, like the fucking zoo. Guns blazing, body dropped to the fucking pavement. Ambulance was too slow, so they couldn't save him. Just another nigga trying to make his own way. Expiration date, probably be his last day. All because somebody trying to kill the fast way. Instead of walking up and telling him it's his last day. Sound crazy when you think about it all. But it's sort of like the seasons, everybody fall, huh?
Five shots, man, damn, could've been me. Just seen channel 6, could've been me. I just made it in the crib, could've been me. Any second, it could be another casualty. Five shots, man, damn, could've been me. Just seen channel 6, could've been me. I just made it in the crib, could've been me. Any second, it could be another casualty.
Word on the street, somebody got flatlined. Wouldn't be the first, definitely not the last time. Nigga hurting for revenge, play the whole block. Last people on the scene, be the fucking cops. Homie got the drop, plotting on the bull staff. Guns out, masked up, taking all the cash. Took a different path, could've been a college grad. Fast money came quick, you can do the math. Target of a lick, hitters watching Ari flip. Real life, not a movie, ain't no fucking script. Karma is a bitch, payback is a motherfucker. They didn't kill him, now he bout to serve their last supper. Black Impala, slow creeping, undercover brother. Sent the whole clip, everybody ran for cover. Once the smoke cleared, he got the fuck up out of there. Pulled off and realized that he hit a kid.
Five shots, man, damn, could've been me. Just seen channel 6, could've been me. I just made it in the crib, could've been me. Any second, it could be another casualty. Five shots, man, damn, could've been me. Just seen channel 6, could've been me. I just made it in the crib, could've been me. Any second, it could be another casualty.
I got that for you. It might take me an hour though.
I need that.
Hit me up. Might take me an hour to get the dope. Got a Pyrex, put it in the boat. Might take me an hour to get the dope. Got a Pyrex, put it in the boat. Might take me an hour to get the dope. Got a Pyrex, put it in the boat. Young nigga got the blow, got it for the low. Young nigga got the blow, got it for the low.
Hey, I need me two bitches like twin and them. Far from the same, ain't no sin in them. That pussy, it say this like cinnamon. Young nigga stacking them Benjamins.
Might take me an hour to get the dope. Got a Pyrex, put it in the boat. Might take me an hour to get the dope. Might take me an hour to get the dope. Might take me out just to whip it up.
Hey,
I got that lean in my double cup. You niggas ain't gang, can't hang with us. Pull up, pop out, got the Glock on me. If a nigga act up, I'ma pop on me. And my niggas in the field and we getting it. If a nigga act up, then we hitting it.
Might take me an hour to get the pictures. If a nigga try me, he gon' meet the Smith. Mama crying cause the baby missing. They done found that boy body up in the ditches.
Whipping, whipping, stay up in the trenches. And my niggas don't play, we got them digits. Glock 40, if a nigga trippin', find out where he stayed, we start to flick it. Hey, might take me an hour to get the dope. Call up bro Moochie, he at your door. With a big 4-5, he let it blow.
Hey, it might take me an hour to get to work. Quick to put your man's face up on his shirt. We gon' pull us, start dumping you in the dirt.
Might take me an hour to get the dope. Got a Pyrex, put it in the boat. Might take me an hour to get the dope. Got a Pyrex, put it in the boat. Might take me an hour to get the dope. Got a Pyrex, put it in the boat. Young nigga got the blow, got it for the low. Young nigga got the blow, got it for the low.
Hey, hey, I need me two bitches like twin and them. Far from the same, ain't no synonym. That pussy, it say this like cinnamon. Young nigga stacking the Benjamin.
Might take me an hour to get the dope. Got a Pyrex, put it in the boat. Might take me an hour to get the dope. Might take me an hour to get the dope.
I'ma go fuck on your hoe out of state. I'ma get money, it ain't no debate. I leave out the bank to go hit the bank. Bring my money and now better not be late. She wanna come and make a nigga bank. Trap house, take the bands out of safe. Trap house, take the bands out of safe. North come and take the bands out of safe. Bring my money now, better not be late. I'm on that lean, ooh, I'm on that drink. She wanna come and make a nigga bank. My niggas get cut throat every day. I really just touch down in the eight. She do them X pills, it's okay. I'm on that lean, ooh, I'm on that drink. I'll talk the snake, yeah, he down in the eight. My niggas be trapped out there at night. I'ma go and drop the mud in the Sprite. Young boy, I'm just living my life. Niggas hating, they can never get right. Niggas taxing, I'm like, what is the price? I'ma go and run it up overnight. Niggas hating, they can never get right. Niggas hating, they can never get right.
Might take me an hour to get the dope. Got a Pyrex, put it in the boat. Might take me an hour to get the dope. Got a Pyrex, put it in the boat. Might take me an hour to get the dope. Got a Pyrex, put it in the boat. Young nigga got the blow, got it for the low. Young nigga got the blow, got it for the low.
Hey, I need me two bitches like twin and them. Far from the same, ain't no synonym. That pussy, it say this like cinnamon. Young nigga stacking the Benjamin.
Might take me an hour to get the dope. Got a Pyrex, put it in the boat. Might take me an hour to get the dope. Might take me an hour to get the dope.
My mission is just to, you know, touch the youth, you know,
you know, like you said, we didn't already came to the end of the world. You know, they say it got to get worse before it can get better, you know? So I feel like we in them times, though, it's just getting worse and worse. So it's like I'm just trying to speak out to the youth, to the young generation, and, like, you know, trying to keep their head on the right track, because it ain't too many people doing it. And it's like they so caught up with today's music and, you know, the way that they put it out there, and they just running with it. You know, they be hearing these lyrics, and they trying to learn these lyrics, and little do they know, these rappers that's putting these lyrics out there, they don't love that. They taking care of their family by doing it, but they sending the wrong messages out to the universe, and they kind of destroying the whole generation of it. It's just going to make it worse for us, because the children are our future. You feel me? And we'll be like, that's bad luck if it don't go the way it's supposed to go. You know, with the kids being educated, you know, teaching them how to grind and earn for the age instead of trying to steal and rob, because it'll be worse. Like I said, it'll get worse. It's already
there.
So I'm just trying to be the guy that can step up to the plate
and
somebody gotta do it.
Right. So do you feel like it's too far gone, or you feel like we at that point where we can bring it back?
I feel like we at a point where we can see it. If it was too far gone, I think it would have been just more than just me rapping it. You feel me? This is the kind of awareness. This is like a warning. Like, you know, you get that warning sign. So it's like I'm just trying to warn them, like, before they put themselves in that position. You feel me?
Right.
It could get worse. I feel like it could be worse. But I feel like this is the right time to step up and kind of step up to the plate and get in these younger heads and let them know, like, life is serious. And take, you know, take advantage of it, you know?
Right.
I feel like we've known you for quite a while. You've always been a cool dude, always been a humble dude, very nice, very sweet. What made you think, when was that point where it clicked and you were like, you know what, I got to get out here. I got to be the one to start something. I got to be the one to move. I got to be the one to help people, to other people. What made you do that?
Like, good question. So it's like, just seeing everything that goes on Instagram, man. You know, Instagram and created a whole new universe. So it's like, you see these kids waving guns in their videos, like, it just made that cool in them. So now everybody feel like they gotta have a gun in their video for it to be a hit, for it to be a good song. And it's like, anything can happen, you know, you can be playing around with these guns, you mess around and blow your homie head off, you're trying to look cool for the gram, you know, or it's like, it'd be the wrong things trending. Like, I see the negativity always overpower the positivity, so I'm just trying to bring back the light and the positivity to kind of match up to that, because none of these, everything that's trending in the days is the wrong thing. You feel me? You get fights, you get females getting to school and doing all type of stuff. You get people running around pointing guns at people, and it's just like not the right stuff that the youngins need. You feel me? Because I got a daughter, and I would hate for my daughter to come up in this environment, and it only will get worse. So therefore, she probably wouldn't even know what right is. And what, you know, like, back then, you knew what right and wrong was. And it's like we're so caught up in the wrong that it's so hard to find out what's the right. You feel me? Like,
and you was on your way. He was doing, like, your rap was, he was making songs and just started with nothing movement. So for y'all to just jump from that course and veer and do something completely uncool by today's standards is just, that's something major, because started with nothing was moving. And you could have done anything with your career. So for you to take that approach, like, you know, we definitely commend you for that. You know, we definitely watch and was like,
I appreciate it. Like, I like how you put that, because it's like people use their talent in the wrong way. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, we all gifted with talent. We gifted with something special. Even if you rap, you sing, you do poetry. It's like, how would you use that in a way that's going to embrace and move the culture? You know, that's going to motivate others and get them on their grind and, you know, to motivate them to do what you're doing and put them in your position instead of just using it for all the wrong things. Like, all right, I could be any type of rapper, like you said.
Right.
I could be the gangster rapper. I could be talking about this. But I feel like I'm too good to be trying to spend my time writing, you know, writing about the nonsense, but I can spend my time and my thoughts and pushing my pen along that just harder to touch somebody out there that might need that. You feel me? Like, that one bar to just touch somebody and make them feel better than what they used to feel. You know, just spread the word, you know?
That's what's up. So where is Steve Banger 5 years from now?
Steve Banger 5 years from now, I'm trying to be like, made a position. Like, I want to be known in the city as somebody that helps the city. You feel me? Not somebody that just made it out the city. You feel me? I want to be somewhere, like, deep in the game where it's like, I want to see it build, because I'd rather build myself up for that. I want to be just as big where I can put other people in the position that I am in. Also be able to make and also give back to the community, you feel what I'm saying? Like, not just take from the community, not just make it and make it out the community, but kind of make it and help the community, you know what I'm saying? Like, try to fix it, because I see a lot of people
you know, they get rich, they leave the hood, you know. I'm trying to, like, help the hood, you feel me, and try to better up the situations coming up out the hood, so it won't be as hard as you know, you feel me.
Right.
I'm definitely just in the position to give it back, bigger, in a bigger way.
So, like I said, we've known you for quite a while, and I remember asking you this question. And because I've seen your growth, I need to ask it now, because I know the answer is going to be different. So, at, right now, at this moment, who are your top three
diverse, man, you know, I gotta give it, number one, I gotta give it to my guy, Meek, you know, Meek Mill. I like his group. I like how he's switching over now and kind of keeping the people woke. So that's just, like, unexpected. But I've been liking his music, and I feel like him, it's clear now, like, we on the right track. You know, he's somebody that motivated me to do music. So for him to be switching over and kind of trying to keep people woke, that's exactly what I needed, because I was going to run regardless with it. But now you got somebody that you always looked up to. Now he's you know, he's waking up, and he's waking the people up. And that just motivated me to keep doing what I'm doing, because I know I'm headed in the right direction. And, you know, if you're speaking like now, you know, Tupac always going to be in the list.
Yeah.
You know, I look up to him heavy. You know, everything he stands for, even with the switchover with him, he was talking thug like, and he didn't, you know, sound out like he had to be the person that he wasn't. You feel me?
Right.
He came out of the shadows with his true self and spoke for us. You feel me? And that's why we got a voice today. So I say meet Tupac, and I'm starting to like J. Cole music a little bit now. I never really listened to him, but I see he on that awareness, and he's spreading it. And now I can understand his lyrics. Back then, when he was just writing about anything, I wasn't interested. But now he waited, you know, he's talking about things that matter, and I can relate to him. That's going to push the culture. I'm kind of tuned in now, and I'm learning from him. So I think I got to give it to me, Tupac, and J. Cole.
That's what's up. So what are you, you know, faced with a community where poverty, like, we one of the poorest cities in the nation, everybody violent, everybody, education is terrible. So, you know, what are some of your, like, your challenges and, you know, some of the stuff that you face on a daily basis is trying to, like, young boy, listen, wake up. Like, you're going to be dead if you don't wake up. So what are those challenges you face and, you know, you starting to see out there as you, you know, you're getting bigger and your platform is getting bigger?
Like, I definitely see that the impact is definitely is there, you know, because, like, I get a lot of youngies walk up to me nowadays and, like, damn, man, like, I just want to thank you, you know, what you doing, what you did, saved my life. You know, I even had people that was in the middle of committing suicide. And when I spoke on the suicide awareness, that kind of touched a lot of people in the way I wasn't even expecting it. I just, you know, I wanted to put it out there because it was a really known thing. But the fact that it actually touched people that was in those situations, it just showed me, like anything is possible. And the way you use your words is possible. I mean, it's powerful, you feel me? So I try to keep the right words in the lyrics, keep the right messages in it. But, you know, as far as, like, trying to save these youngins and keeping them off the corner, I feel like it's definitely working. It ain't just gonna happen overnight, but it's definitely, I see giving it some more time, like, you know, like a year or two, like 5 years from now, people gonna really be clear to it, understand that it's cool to be yourself, you feel me?
Right.
You gotta be the gangster rapper. You can be just like me and still have a healthy career, you know, and change lives doing it. First song, which y'all probably already familiar with, it's called Change Is Coming, featuring Wallow, also featuring Fox 29 News. They was a part of it, so, yeah. So on this, they will.
Daily in our area, too many young people find themselves caught up in the middle of it all. But the people our building understood that today are trying very hard to make a difference.
They said it started with nothing, and now they want to make as many lives as better as possible.
I said we got to keep on killing, and not to be killing. Now he's trying to separate the support with that while you building. Now he's trying to make a change like Obama, but he ain't rolling up. So Obama doing dirty like JFK with his cell. Now he's writing me and he writes this. You can tell by the face of the faces that he be making on TV, dropping up statements, talking about who he better than. Must be taking his medicine. Donald Trump's so irrelevant. Why the hell is he president? He's got to keep on doing up. They don't know what to do with us. They lie to send him ruin us. It's the left make a fool of us. Fuck the line of front of the system. That was cool with us. That was cool with us. No pretender was mad. I'm trying to just cool it.
all the children of my head to be paid with the mic with their block with the mic with the system of strikers. My life is trampled by your malignant. They don't want to see a united government. No, but life is just like they went to we fell. So let's put it up as a bell. And I'm telling you to the L's and take away from you now. They hope that we all settle in and up in cell. Instead of living in heaven, they find us hard to tell. They fear in their own shoes just so they can build up on prison. The strike was all in the system. It's just a picture ridiculous. I'm sure you can't go big with it. They just get in the picture. So make a session and listen. I'm on a mission to fix it. Whoa! It's how we all come together. Now the president is letting down the top. And we do better than them. Go together, make it happen. Now we make no time for back and down. So they just turn their backs around. It's how we all come together. Now the president is letting down the top. And we do better than them. Come together, make it happen. Now we make no time for back and down. So they just turn their backs around. We follow two separate ways and never keep a fight. My man, he says, when the court is here, we got the people together, we got the community together. The more of us we can do this last week on the 8th, we need Jordan and we need to lose these benefits or nothing. You hear me?
I'm nothing. You're listening to Air It Out Radio. Let's talk to Jackie Baby. I'm your girl, Jackie Baby.
It's your boy, now, Far North.
We have our special guest in the building, the Safis Banger.
How y'all doing up there?
Man, I'm motivated.
Motivated?
Yeah, I'm motivated.
What you gonna do?
Something. I'll pick up the trash from the crib as well.
Yeah?
Yeah, my man Pete.
All about the change.
Right, that's right. Let's get it started. Come on, yeah.
Baby steps.
Yeah, we gotta get it started.
All right, so listening to your song, how much do you think our president has to do with the change that's happening now in a negative way with our community?
And to add on to that, what are your opinions on white anger that comes along with the president and what he's doing?
Truthfully, my opinion, I just think he shouldn't even been in office in the first place. You know, I feel like he just seen it was opportunity. You know, he had enough money, enough clout, and he just put himself in that position, you know? And, like, I just feel like he was never fit for president. It's just like something he wanted to add on his belt before, you know, he just time is up. And I feel like he really ain't got a clue what's going on, you know? It's not, like, it's not his stuff, you know? He's good. He probably did open a few casinos and think he's a businessman. You know, he got confidence, so he think he could gamble with our future. And I just don't think that's acceptable because there's people that really put their all into it, go to school, and they really look up the stocks and, you know, everything they need to look up and learn because, you know, to become president. And I feel like he just slid right up in there. And it's just like, I don't see no change in it, you know? It's feel like this is going to be the longest 4 or 8 years ever if he do make it that far. And no disrespect to, you know, people that support him, but I don't see nothing change, you know. I don't see no change. I don't see nothing improving. I just see a whole lot of chaos. It's crazy how he handles things. It's like bringing up a question that you spent more time on Twitter than actually putting in the footwork and making a change for it, you know.
Right.
And then he's trying to stop a lot of things with the Obamacare, something that helped us. And it's like, I don't know. I just feel like he's trying to destroy everything that was built to help us as a people. I mean, everybody, and trying to make it in his own way. So I feel like he's taking a gamble that he ain't going to win.
Right, and you definitely see it every day. You know, white people have become emboldened by this guy. They're coming out of their shells, and it's like, you know, you people this, you know, and 2 or 3 years ago, it wasn't like that. You know what I mean? We didn't have to deal with this type of stuff. You know, we was sort of moving forward, but it was, you know, but now it's like he set us back 500 years again.
You made it okay to be a racist.
Exactly.
Instead, he's bringing in tattoos and the way he perform and the way he move, and it's like we put so many years to kind of leave that in the past with the racism. You know, like, I feel like all color, we all family at the end of the day. You know, we all built the same, we all created the same, we all eat, should sleep the same. So I feel like we shouldn't treat each other any different, and I just feel like he's bringing that whole tension back. He's building
right.
The whole racist thing, and I just feel like it's just blowing out of proportion. It's like, I feel like we need to all come together now. President, they let us down. It's time that we do better now, you know?
Absolutely.
That's why I put it in the lyrics, man. The lyrics as well.
So we talked about this before. Remember, we were talking about how, you know, a revolution would, you know, could we have a revolution for a people and it be peaceful? So basically, you know, I'm saying if, you know, white people took over America by slaughtering everybody from here to California, can we ever be truly free without a civil war?
gonna put so much, they gonna make so much harder on his head. You feel me? Like it's coming from his perspective, and they like a little original thing, still touching. But there's some people that love, like some people that love, and some people that love too. But I just feel like with them being in a position like that and having that power, it's gonna be way 2 times harder than what it is. That's taking everything we built, you know, everything we work for. You're able to small things like mothers out there that are struggling to take care of like 4 kids, and it's like the government, you know, not saying that's an excuse, but sometimes they need that help to get on their feet. You feel me? Because once they get on their feet, then they could, you know, better themselves and never look back to that. But not having no help at all is just depressing.
It's like Dr. King said when he said, you know, you got to be a fool to tell a man to lift himself up by his bootstraps when, you know, he don't have no boots.
He ain't got no boots.
That's right. I do what I do. Being the homeless and all that, because they ain't got nobody else that's going to do it for them, and they can stall, you know, they can stall.
Yeah, I think he put us in a position, and us, I mean, every minority, that everyone who's not white, he put us in a position where we're all in survival mode. We have no other choice but to fight back, whether it is physically by fighting and going out there and creating chaos, because that's sometimes all we know, or fighting back intellectually and doing things such like, you know, that you're doing, like going out and trying to reach people or creating laws or attempting to be put yourself in a position to make change. We have no other choice but to fight that.
But is that enough? Because, you know, we get leaders like this all the time in our community, and what happens to them?
For every Martin Luther King, there's a Malcolm X.
No, but I mean, I'm saying different. I'm saying, like, from the white people perspective, we get leaders, you know, he could be Dr. King and, you know, for his Malcolm X, and we get these leaders that step up and step out, and what happens to them?
I think, and I say Malcolm, that for every Martin Luther King, there's a Malcolm X, because I think the people need Malcolm X. The press needs Martin Luther King, because they need that empowerment, they need that love, they need those, that embrace. But the oppressor needs Malcolm X. They need someone to stand up and be like, all right, y'all not going to listen? Wait right there. We'll be right back. Y'all going to listen now. And start that revolution. But I think just a Malcolm X, or just someone starting that revolution, starting that war, that civil war that's eventually going to come, by itself is not enough. We need that Martin Luther King. We need that somebody who's going to take the people and be like, I know y'all scared. I know change is hard, but this has to happen.
Mm.
Because it's hard. It's hard to see war. It's hard to see people fighting and not understand that this has to happen for your good. It's really hard.
So I've been to war. I know what it's like. So, yeah. What do you think about, you know, that whole, you know, modern-day Martin Luther King, Malcolm X? You know, because it's not going to be, you know, a millionaire march. You know, they have different ways of, right now, they can kill you without killing you. You know, it'll be assassination. They'll take your whole character and say you're just the worst person in the world. And the next thing, so how do you still, you know, do the things you do faced with these, you know, every day? It's like, damn, like they could take me out. And maybe 2 years from now, everybody's still going to spread my message. But after that, you know, it's kind of, so how do you still, you know, motivate yourself to wake up and face that?
But, you know, for one, I have no fear, you know, so I feel like if I got to frontline it, I got to make a sacrifice to be, like you said, the next Martin Luther King, Malcolm X. And, you know, it's always a sad ending because they try to silence us. And when they see the impact is getting too strong, they'll take you out assassination style or set. Make you look crazy in the media, like you're drugged up, you're going crazy. You know, we've seen it happen to Martin Lawrence. It's like, I feel like I'm going to keep fighting regardless. I'm going to keep spreading awareness, keep trying to touch these, you know, these youngest minds, and just trying to make the best out of, you know, nothing. Because at the end of the day, if that was to happen, you feel me? I feel like at least they heard me out, and I feel like it's going to spark the next mind to step up to do the same.
Right.
And then it just continue on and on. Same way we're having with, you know, like I said, the Tupac situation. That could have been a bigger situation than we then there's a simple murder, you know, could have been assassination just to make it look good. But I feel like he sparked my mind to step up to the plate, you feel me? And if I could do this for the next 20 years, and I will. And if anything was to happen, I just know I wasn't afraid to speak up. You feel me? And that's just what it is.
So I think where it needs to start is with us, right? Because me and him have conversations all day long. And I always tell him, what would a white person do? Right?
Right.
Because we act differently. We're raised differently. We're taught differently.
True.
White people get changed because they act according to the laws. They act according to what they're able to do and push the envelope without acting crazy or looking crazy, right? So I always tell him, well, what a white person do? So this is what I think we need to do, right? We have the ability, for example, we have a platform. As small as our platform is, we put everybody on.
Sure.
Philly has over 4 million people in Philly. Just because I have a radio show doesn't mean you can't have a radio show.
Sure.
Doesn't mean you can't. There's no way I'm going to monopolize 4 million people in Philadelphia. So my job is to put you on because you have a message, to put him on because he has a message, and to put the other guy because he has a message. Your job, because you have a platform, is to find people who have similar and the same message as you because, okay, you have 50,000 followers. There's still 3.5 million people in Philadelphia that have not been reached yet. So your platform may not be the same as someone younger, someone older, someone in a different financial bracket, someone of a different race. So we have to find people and put each other on because nobody's going to do it for us. Nobody's going to come down and say, please. I know, you know, a white guy who has a network, please. I know you're doing good, so let me give you a show. Nobody's going to do that. You know who's going to do that for you? You may do that for you because he sees that in you. So it's your job find someone who's not in that position to put them on so that we can keep lifting each other. That goes the same thing as in jobs. You know, there I could be in a position where I can find a young woman, like you said, who has 4 kids and is struggling to raise their kids and be like, you know what, I'm going to give you a reference so that you can get a job where I work.
Right.
So that she can get a job and she can get on her feet. Because if I don't, tomorrow she's still going to be struggling. We don't help each other out. White people recycle their money. White people recycle their fame. White people recycle their connections. That's all they do. That's why they're so powerful. That's why they're so rich, because they build a links between each other. They build communities, and we don't have that. So that's what we need to do as people. We need to find people who are positive, find people who need help, and help them out. Because we as a people, we don't ever do that. We are very selfish as a people. We are very, I want the clout, so I can't give you the clout. This is my time to shine, so I can't have you shining right now. You got to let me shine first, and then maybe you can shine later.
Yeah.
No, but if you, let's say you know another young man like yourself, if you and him get together, there's 2 of y'all. That's twice as many fans, twice as many people. If you have all your followers follow him, and he have all his followers okay. You,
sorry,
your 50 just became
100,000. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's like nobody loses.
Right. Nobody's
going to
lose.
Yep. Your supporters ain't going to leave you because of him.
Right.
Instagram, you can follow up to how many people you want. It's
right.
Not like you follow him, then you got to follow me. You know,
right.
It don't work that way.
So that's what we need to do. That's what we need to do. We need to ask people to put each other on.
I like that shit.
Man, what's your problem? Put your bro on.
Yeah, I like when you start snapping like that. I ain't gonna hold
it. Right.
Yeah,
he just
went off. I'm just right.
Like,
I'm like, damn.
Yeah. It's selfish. Like you said, Air ever be on and I'm gonna wait. You know, I put you on later. So I don't even do that.
Right.
Only worry about yourself. Where you can help the next person. Because when the tables turn, they always turn.
Mm-hmm.
You gonna be the same one. That's
yep.
The same hands out with that fever on that. You know. And just like you were selfish, you were expecting somebody to help you, and you know. So I told, like, I ain't had that much help. I'm not going to continue the cycle and not help nobody. If you can't help me, I ain't helping up. No, I'm gonna be the guy that step up and help. You feel me? So it's like it's be a better cycle.
Yeah, we gotta find people in different communities. Like people outside and stuff. I want to show. I always say you need a friend who reminds you of who you used to be, and somebody who reminds you of who you want to be. So that means just because you used to be a certain way, you can't have friends that no more because they're going to bring you down. No, it's your job to bring them up,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
and then you need people who are lawyers, who already millionaires, who are doctors, so that you can know how to make that money. Because who else is going to teach you how to? Who else is going to teach you how to make that money, right? You got to surround yourself with the right people, and you got to be the right people to surround other people.
Energy.
We bring each other up.
Yeah, I love when you first snap.
Right.
Right.
This is the type of stuff we all need to be on, like these conversations that we need to be having instead of the disagreements. And well, like
right.
He looked at me or you bumped me or, you know, like,
right.
Then we starting up something that
he's
called for.
You good?
Like,
yes, he gave me he gave me the you good, what was it, yesterday?
Questionnaire.
Yeah, the you good questionnaire. It was fun. I was like, yo. But, you good is the universal Philly thing for
everything.
For everything.
You need money?
It could be
good.
Good way
to your bad thing, right?
You fuck me? You good?
My man, yeah. He was looking at his, I think he's guy was with a shorty, and my man just happened to look into him together. And guy was, you good? You went in a good way, though.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
Good.
You good can mean a lot of different things.
How do you say you hungry? You good?
Oh, wait, you say like you good? Like you ate?
How do you say do you need money?
Yeah, you'll see that.
How do you say you just bumped into me?
Then that's
yo,
you good?
Or is it the same way yesterday?
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a lot going on, and it's a lot of ways, you know. We just gotta start.
Right.
We gotta start somewhere. And what better way to start than with nothing? That's all I'm saying. Yeah, that's all I'm saying. What better way to start?
You ain't gonna never fall off doing it because you know you believe in yourself and you trust the process.
All right, so introduce your next song.
Your next song?
My next song, actually, we're gonna take it to Started With Nothing. We're gonna take it right into the anthem.
That Started With Nothing, boy. That y'all bring a lot of memories. So Started With Nothing right here on Air It Out Radio. You're live. Let's Talk With Jackie Baby with 95 North, Jackie Baby, and our guest. He's a banger. Stay tuned.
Apple.